Set your reverb decay and pre-delay right with this easy formula to get a clear and wide reverb. In this case, we use the Raum Reverb by Native Instruments, but you can use any other reverb where you can set pre-delay and decay times. Now back to our formula. At first we want to calculate the decay time. Every minute has 60,000 milliseconds and our track has a tempo of 140 BPM. Now we divide 60,000 milliseconds by 140 BPM and we get the quarter note of our track in milliseconds. The value of the quarter note is 429 milliseconds, and basically I like a value for our decay time between 1 and 4 seconds, and to get in this range we multiply our quarter note by 4 to get the full note. So we take 429 milliseconds, multiply it by 4, and we get roughly 1700 milliseconds, which is 1.7 seconds, and this is a great decay time for our track. For our pre-delay, I prefer a value between 10 and 40 milliseconds, so we take our quarter note again, and in this case we divide it by 16 to get the 64th note of our track. So we take 429 milliseconds divided by 16 and we get a value of about 27 milliseconds. This is a great value for our pre-delay.